welcome back to season two of the Cantina Talk podcast. We just came off our first four-week break and our first season, which was a relative success for us, wouldn't you say, Aiden?
I would say so, Joshua. It was a good time making podcasts, and I think we made a few bucks out of it, too. So
we did.
It was a good time.
Feels
let's
good
to continue the success.
Yeah, let's hope. Well, it feels good to be back. Today we are going to do another fight night, and our big contender, this is a big heavyweight match, the second best Jedi and then the second best Sith in our in their respective time periods is going to be Windu versus Vader today, and they will be fighting on the Senate floor where those big pod things are that the Emperor and Yoda fought in Revenge of the Sith. So I will be on the side of Windu, and you will be on the side of Vader. So yep. Let's get this started. Aiden, you start us off with your first opinions on the fight.
So, Darth Vader, in my opinion, is the greatest lightsaber duelist in the Star Wars canon that we've known about so far. So pair that with his extreme power with the Force. I mean, it's just a no-brainer that Darth Vader would win. Plus, he's got this super kind of bionicness of his suit that he gets to work with. Maybe it's a little restricting when he can't move his arms as well as Mace, but I think, like, he would totally be able to overpower Mace Windu, and I think, like, that would be his main advantage.
All right, so going off that, I think strength-wise, Vader definitely has the advantage. But I think that Windu is the better duelist of the two, with his added mobility that Vader doesn't have. Now, barring Vader could move as well as Mace Windu. Excuse me.
You gonna make it?
Yeah. Yep. All right, I'm good.
Okay.
So, all right. So, where was I? Oh, yeah. So, barring Vader, has the mobility he does against, like, Luke and Obi-Wan that he had in episode 5 and 6. Or episode 4 and 5. I said Ben, right?
What's that?
Did I say Ben? Or I just say Luke?
I think you said Luke.
Just Luke? All right. So, barring he has that same mobility as he did in the original trilogy, let's say that. Barring he has the same mobility, I feel like Mace Windu definitely has the lightsaber battling advantage, especially since he can tap into the dark side of the Force without having to turn to it like Luke almost did in episode 6. So, he has those two advantages right there. And then I think their Force powers are pretty much very well matched. And we have both agreed. I believe we have both agreed that Windu would probably beat Yoda in a fight. Have we both agreed on that, or was that me and Nolan?
I do think Mace Windu would beat Yoda in a fight.
All right. So he clearly has a... We both know that Windu has excellent Force powers and is very... And is very skilled with a lightsaber and his ability to tap into the dark side with his added advantage of mobility that Darth Vader doesn't have. And on this terrain, as we've seen in episode 3, being able to use the Force in this is a very added benefit. And since those two are evenly matched, it shouldn't play as big of a role here as it would against, say, Darth Maul versus Count Dooku. So I think Windu would win solely on the fact that he is better with a lightsaber and more equipped to his mobility, especially in this strange, like, very jumping and mobility forward terrain against Vader, who on a more flat terrain would have a closer advantage than Windu does.
I think Vader's ability with the Force would be similar to Palpatine's ability with the Force, where he would be able to move around those pods where the senators stand in and throw them at Windu, much like Palpatine did to Yoda. And I think while Windu would probably have the mobility to dodge the pods that Vader's throwing at him, I think Vader's force technique, I mean, is so much more powerful than Mace Windu, in my opinion. And I think, like, he would be able to throw so many of those, tire Mace Windu out, and then they would end up settling the fight in just a lightsaber battle, and I think it would play to Vader's advantage when Mace Windu was tired out, and he would just overpower him with his lightsaber ability and the using of the Force.
Well, all right. So sorry I got distracted by these stupid notifications popping on my computer. But so I don't think that Vader's has – I don't think he's as strong with the Force as Palpatine is. He's strong, and I'm not going to say he's not. Vader is insanely strong with the Force. But we've seen that Windu can beat – we've seen Windu can go head-to-head with Palpatine and really hold his own. And like that – you have to take into account that Palpatine may or may not have planned that. But we've seen him block lightning with his lightsaber and not get affected by it. And the sole reason I think he lost that fight was because Anakin made his final turn to the dark side. And of course, Windu's kind of an idiot. He had the lightsaber to Palpatine's throat and should have just stabbed him in the face. But instead, he raised it up to go all Zorro on him. Slice his body in half. But
yeah, and to counter that, I would say, what's to say, and I think me and you've had this discussion off the podcast, of what's to say that Palpatine wasn't just kind of pulling punches and kind of losing the fight because he knew Anakin was going to come back and kind of, you know, quote unquote save him, Just to turn him to the dark side. So, judging on the movie, yes, Mace Windu did beat him in a fight, but I don't believe fully that could have been the case. I think Palpatine could have easily kind of just held his own enough or long enough for Anakin to show up and then kind of, purposely lose to Mace Windu, if you will.
But, all right, so, like, let's look at it in Episode 3. Yoda, Palpatine, in the same area. Yoda and Palpatine were pretty evenly matched until Yoda decided to fall down and crawl through a hole. Like, they were, for the most part, they were pretty evenly matched. And barring Yoda and Windu were on very similar levels of skill and, I guess I wouldn't say force ability, but definitely lightsaber skill, if Windu is not better in that aspect. I would say that, Darth Vader, or Mace Windu, could definitely hold his own against Palpatine's second-in-command, if not beat him. Especially, and I think, lightsaber battle. And in the Force, even if Vader is throwing those things at him, you don't think that Windu can pull that spinny, throw it right back at his face that Yoda did to Palpatine? I think that is a definite, like, it would be a lot of throwing of those things back and forth at each other. But once they got close enough for actual fighting with their lightsabers, Vader really doesn't have the advantage in that point, especially with his decreased mobility and Windu's insane mastery of the lightsaber.
I think he would definitely hold his own and beat Mace Windu in a force battle and a lightsaber battle. I mean, Darth Vader, literal job was to hunt down surviving Jedi after Order 66 and kill them. Now, granted, none of them were as powerful that we know of as Mace Windu. So there's that. But I think Darth Vader definitely has the ability to hold his own and definitely destroy Mace Windu in a lightsaber and a force battle. And if you put both of them together, I think Darth Vader takes the win.
See, now, Mace Windu being, so, what was he? What was his rank? We all know he was a master, but I think
he was the second under, like, the
yes, Grand, he was like, second in yeah, so he was leader of the Jedi Order, is what it's called. There's a Grand Master of the Jedi, which was what Yoda was. And then, Mace, geez, what are you doing? Were you blowing into your mic?
Me?
Yeah, it sounded like a hurricane in your bedroom.
No, I'm not blowing into my mic.
Oh, well, that's what it sounded like. Well, anyway, back to what I was saying about Mace Windu. He was second in command of the Jedi, and we know that he was insanely powerful. And we don't really get to see his Force abilities that much in the movies, possibly in the TV shows that I haven't finished yet. He did use the Force, I remember, in a few episodes. Relatively powerful, but I think that barring he's that highly ranked, and he's above Qui-Gon, who we know is powerful, he's above Kit Fisto and Ki-Adi-Mundi and Plo Koon, who are relatively powerful with the Force, if he's above them, he should have relative strength of the Force. And I think that, I don't think Vader has this, like, overwhelming advantage over him, like Palpatine would against a youngling. Or Palpatine would against Obi-Wan, for example. We both know Obi-Wan was definitely the weakest with the Force of the Jedi Masters. But he wasn't. But Mace Windu is far superior in the Force to
Darth Vader?
No, to Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan?
Yeah. Oh. So he definitely has the Force abilities there to not let Vader just completely throw things at him and just, like, run away like Vader did to Luke.
I don't think. I mean, I think, obviously, Mace Windu would put up a better fight than what Luke ended up doing, but I think that Darth Vader would still have his way with Mace Windu. Because, so, I mean, you look at Anakin Skywalker was on the Jedi. He was the youngest person put on the Jedi Council, and if we're using Darth Vader in the time of,
let's go episode trilogy, 5. Let's go episode 5, Darth Vader.
Yes. If we're using that Darth Vader, I mean, how much time has he matured with the Force since then? I mean, he's definitely more powerful than Mace Windu with the Force, and then I would say his ability to use the lightsaber, I mean, is unparalleled to anyone else in the Star Wars universe.
I would have to disagree, because now Anakin's ability to use a lightsaber is far better than anyone else's. I will agree to that one. But we are talking about Darth Vader, who has a decreased mobility factor and agility, and he's a much slower opponent. The fastest we've seen him move is against the Rebels and Rogue One. But then following that, one movie later, chronologically, he's just standing there tapping lightsabers with an old guy.
Right. Well,
but then even
1977.
But then even look at episode 5 and 6. He didn't move that fast. He was more of like quiet, trying to get Luke to attack him.
He was also, and now Mace Windu, his son.
You're
right.
He didn't
want to kill his son.
You're right. He didn't want to kill his son, but he definitely. But then why? But he's not. But he lost. He did lose in episode 6, and I guarantee his plan wasn't to lose.
Luke Skywalker's most powerful Jedi of all time.
Yes, but he was still only a knight at that point. He hasn't reached his full potential after 6.
Okay. Well, and Darth Vader was also 800 years old in that movie.
He's a robot. He's more machine than man. It's not like his muscles are getting tired. There's no muscles to get tired. He's got a robot arm that does everything for him. You're telling me when Luke has to hold an apple for an hour, his hand gets tired? No, it wouldn't. It's a robot hand. He could probably put that thing into lock like a vice grip, and it'll just hold the apple. I guarantee Vader could do the same thing. So I don't think, like, I think that Windu would win for the fact that he has the increased mobility with definite mastery of the Force. And we keep forgetting that he can tap into the dark side. Like, that's like...
Darth Vader is the dark side.
Yeah, but he can't... But he doesn't tap into the light side. And the light side, we both know, is more powerful because it's better.
Evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
Yeah, and then who lost in that fight? Lone Star or Dark Helm?
Well, Lone Star lost the ring.
Lone Star lost the ring, but then he shot him back with in the nuts with the laser bolt thing. So I'm pretty sure Lone Star won that fight. Yep. Too bad this isn't the wide world of sports. He didn't win the lightsaber battle, but who won overall?
Or the short saber battle or whatever.
The short saber. That's what we're calling it from now on. Spaceballs, it's not lightsabers, they are short sabers, because I like that name.
Schwartz Saber. So, all right. Well, I mean, we can, obviously, we are going to. We're going to leave it up to the listeners. They're going to be able to vote on the Cantina Talk Twitter page.
Yes.
We'll put up the poll.
And I would highly...
Mace Windu or Darth Vader, and they'll tell us which one wins. And it's obviously going to be Darth Vader, because he would win.
Now, barring, this is not a popularity contest for our listeners. This is a who would win. And it's obviously Mace Windu, because he is just as powerful with the Force, has more mobility, and he's cool. He's played by Samuel L. Jackson. That gives him bonus points right off the bat.
Darth Vader is voiced by James Earl Jones.
Yeah, but Samuel L. Jackson's cooler.
No way. Can you imagine 100%. Anybody else voicing Darth Vader? I can imagine any other guy playing Mace Windu. Like, you could have Denzel Washington in there.
Yeah, but Denzel Washington isn't as cool as Samuel Jackson. Samuel Jackson was in Pulp Fiction. That gives him added points right off the bat.
So was Bruce Willis.
Yeah, Bruce Willis is cool. But he didn't have the Ezekiel 17:25 stuff. Bruce Willis never had that. That stuff was awesome.
Yeah. Well,
now we're just talking about other movies at this point. It's not even a Star Wars movie. We should just rename the podcast Movies. That's their podcast. Talk. Movie Talk. From a Cantina.
From a Cantina.
Star Wars oriented, then added in other movies. But, like, I just 100% think that Mace Windu would win. For the fact that he is just as strong with the Force.
He's not.
Yes, he is. Because if you look at Anakin's Force abilities as opposed to Darth Vader's, there's a pretty big disparity between the two. And Anakin Vader was definitely so strong. Powerful.
No way.
Darth Vader was just a lot calmer. And Darth Vader is a definitely better strategist than Mace Windu is. As we've seen in the Clone Wars, barring he still thinks the same way as Anakin did as a war general, he would have the better strategy. He would be a better strategist. But when it comes to a one-on-one fight, no armies, just Vader, Darth Vader, the coolest looking character in Star Wars, versus Mace Windu, the guy with the purple lightsaber, let I add. It's Mace Windu. He has a purple lightsaber. That's all you need to know at that point. Who name one person with a purple lightsaber other than Mace Windu?
Finn in the fan fictions.
Fan fictions don't count.
Then I don't have that for you.
Well, while we're on the topic of Finn, speaking of it, do you think he's related to Windu? You don't. I wouldn't assume so, but it could. Now, was he related to Lando? Because I think it was implied that one chick from.
Why does everybody have to be related to somebody?
Because it's Star Wars.
Just have. Yeah, I guess it's just a big pool of incest.
It's not incest. They marry outside, but. I mean, would you assume that Rey and Kylo would be incest then? Because she changed her name to Skywalker.
No. I mean, when people get married, they change their name.
Yeah, but it's not like she married him. She just changed her name because she thought she was a Skywalker. She's like, well, I will be a Palpatine. People will try to beat me up, even though I'm the most powerful Jedi in the world. I'm going to go to Skywalker. See?
Skywalker was a movie.
It was a movie. I can guarantee you that it was a movie. It was a full-length feature film on the big screen. It was a movie.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's how J.J. Abrams decided to stick the landing head first. into a pile of dog goo. Head first into a pile of dog goo. Man, you think it'd be better. He jumped off a cliff with a parachute, and then he just decided not to pull it because he didn't like Ryan Johnson, apparently. Because Ryan Johnson ruined my idea.
It was an interesting movie. But you ready to wrap this up, Joshua?
Yes, I am. So go to our Twitter page. Once this releases, we will have the poll for the fight night. Who would win, Mace Windu or Darth Vader?
What's the Twitter handle? Talk_Cantina, right?
It is indeed. Talk_Cantina. It was good to see you guys again. We're glad to be back. We will be back at you with another episode next week. We will see you guys later.
See you guys.